Hello, everybody. It's me, Buddha, from Surf Guru for your Wipeout Wednesday, Taco Stand Thursday, and Foam Ball Friday Surf Report, all brought to you by Steve Casanova, SurferLaw.com. Thanks for Steve Casanova from SurferLaw.com for sponsoring our report and helping keep the surf cams free here at Guru. He's been with us for many years, and if you get in a jam, give him a call. SurferLaw.com, Steve Casanova. Thanks again. All right, surf, we got the big swell still showing up today. Had the wind first yesterday, rainy conditions all day long. It looks like the rain's blowing out of here a little bit. It's starting to dry up a little bit, but there might be a little bit more this afternoon. Now, the winds are supposed to kick in, but they really didn't kick in that much. It looks like more North Florida, up near New Smyrna, Daytona, North Florida, 20 knots. We're 20 miles an hour at least out of the northeast. We're just getting a little bit of wind down here, not as much. It should blow some more. And then the winds are supposed to back off late Wednesday, today. And then looks like Thursday, not quite as strong a wind. North winds to northeast, 10 plus, maybe 15 plus. And that swell is supposed to really start filling in later today, Wednesday, and Thursday should be the big day. We're showing for 8 to 10 foot seas, which could be some head-high surf, bigger surf. It's going to be chunky, and that north wind's going to be, got to go to the south sides of the pier to be protected. And still going to have a lot of chop slop on it probably still, but it looks like the good news is everything starts to calm down after today on Wednesday and Thursday. Looks like the winds shift more out of the north during the night. Thursday and Friday as another cold front comes through, it's going to reinforce it. That other swell's coming in, and then it looks like on Friday afternoon the winds go to north and then start shifting and slowing and backing off during the day. And then on Saturday, northwest to west winds and leftover cleanup swell, could be some good size sets still. And be ready ahead of time. The forecast sometimes happens before, so what's going to happen on Saturday could also happen late Friday afternoon too. And also looks like South Florida, Palm Beach area down that way, and Miami, South Florida could get some swell by Thursday and Friday, it looks like, because that north wind's going to be more side shore, and that might make it a little more cleaner down there for Friday and maybe late Thursday afternoon and Friday, depending on how much the wind does shift to the north. So that's what's going on. The boys up in North Florida getting more of the hard, really north onshore winds, and it's going to get us a little bit today, but it looks like it's going to start backing off and calm it down. And it looks like the weekend's going to be really nice, crisp and cool and clear. All right, we've got to keep the surf cams free. Here's our commercials, and that's what pays the bills here at Guru. We'll be back for the Foam Ball Friday and see what's going on. Swami's pretty accurate with his forecast. You guys take it easy. Surf Guru, see ya.
Around the corner, April 15th. Now we've got our business spotlight filled up with our Precision Accounting and Tax Services of Melbourne to help you guys out. So give them a call today, 321-242-1032. Precision Accounting and Tax Services of Melbourne. Check them out on Guru also. See ya. Clay Tile Mosaic Classes by Mary Moon Art Studio. She's up in Cocoa Beach. Sign up today, 321-799-3432. It's going to be doing it on Saturdays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays coming up in the month of February. So check out the Surf Guru calendar for more info for Clay Tile Mosaic Classes by Mary Moon's Art.